Here we are, week 4, day 3. We're almost over with this series. I hope it's been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing for me to be with you. And I look forward in the things that God is yet going to do in these next few days. Today, we're going to talk about the word of knowledge, word of knowledge. In Hebrews 4:13, it says this, "And before him no creature is hidden, but all are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do." Hebrews 4:13. The principles for hearing from God is my Father, and my Father has a plan for my life, and my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Yesterday, we learned that prophecy is encouragement, edification, and exhortation. That's why God wants to speak to us. When you sit down to listen to God, God wants to encourage you, edify you, and exhort you. Open up your hearts and let God speak to you in these ways. We also saw that prophecy is never to tear down, it's to build up. Even when prophecy is a rebuke, there's always hope. There's always a way out. Why? Because he is the Father of all mercies. Word of knowledge. Before I define it for you, I want to tell you some stories of things that have happened with me. Wherever I go, I make myself available to the Lord. What do you want, Lord? I hope that you're doing that. I hope you're making yourself available to the Lord. God is ready to use you. There are hurting people everywhere you go, and God is ready to use you to reach them. So my wife and I, Andrea and I, we were out on a date. And Andrea, knowing me and my relationship with God, before we walked into it, was YC's Mongolian Barbecue. And before we walked in, I went to open the door and Andrea looked at me and she said, "You tell him," meaning tell God, "you tell him that we're on a date and you're mine right now." And you know what? That's a good thing. That is good and that's holy because we have a sacrament and God rejoices that we have time together for our marriage. We go to YC's Mongolian Barbecue. I don't know if you've ever been to a Mongolian barbecue, but you load up the different things that you want and you take it to the grill and they cook it for you. So we did that and we're walking to our table. And as we walk by this one table, Andrea's in front of me now. And I say, "Uh-oh." And Andrea turns around and she looks at me and she says, "You have 2 minutes. Tell him 2 minutes. And that's it. You're mine." So she goes on to the table. I go to this table we've just walked by. Okay. I go over to the table, and this is a line I use a lot. I spoke of this in another session. I go over to this table and I look at this couple sitting there and I say, "Excuse me, and may I talk to you? But I want you to know this is going to probably be the weirdest thing that's ever happened in your life. But I was just walking by, and the Lord started to speak to me about you." And I looked at the gentleman. He was a black gentleman. And I sat down at the tables. He was sitting with this beautiful woman. And I looked at him, and I said, "You know, the Lord's laid it on my heart that you're called to the priesthood, that you're supposed to be a Catholic priest." And he looks at me, and with this accent, obviously from someplace in Africa, he says, "Oh, no, 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 please, no." And I said, "Brother, I just got to tell you what the Lord put on my heart. You know, maybe I'm wrong in this." And he goes, "Oh, no, you're right." And she goes, "You're saying he's right?" And he says, "Yes." He goes on to tell the story how he had just come from Africa and that he was in the seminary for the Catholic priesthood when he was in Africa. And he left Africa to come here to get away from that call. And this poor woman, she's sitting there and she's looking at him. And she says to him, "You know I love you, but I love God more. And I'm paying for your plane ticket to go back to Africa." You know what? I got an email. He's now a Catholic priest. Brothers and sisters, we need to be available to the Holy Spirit, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. God will use us for other people. He gives us these gifts for the common good, for others. And I don't think I'm unique. God wants to use you as much as he wants to use me. And tomorrow, we're going to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your life with the gift of prophecy and word of knowledge. Let me tell you another story. This is the word of knowledge. I was at St. Anne's Catholic Church. We used to go there in Gilbert, Arizona. We were at Mass, and as we were at Mass, after communion, the Lord Jesus began to speak to me about a family that was about three rows behind me. There was a father, a mother, a son and daughter, and they were both in their early 20s, the kids. After Mass gets over, I go up to them. The Lord has given me a word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge that I speak out to them is that there's a spirit of death over their family. But the Lord had sent me to pray for them to break that curse. They started sobbing. So loud that Father Doug, the pastor, who's very gentle and very kind, I have learned so much from Father Doug. Father Doug came down to this family, and Father Doug starts to talk to them. Here I find out they had just lost two children. Two older children had died within the past 4 months. That was a word of knowledge. But then Father Doug, the good pastor that he is, took me aside and said, "Brennan, what you just said was devastating to these people. It did not bring them peace." You see, I received a word of knowledge from the Lord, but I didn't ask the Lord for wisdom as to what to do with the knowledge. What is the word of knowledge? In 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 8, it says this: "To each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit." The utterance, and utterance is a word. Different translations translate this as a word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is the gift whereby the Holy Spirit manifests his presence by making known to a believer something they could not have known about someone by their own intellect. Word of knowledge is the gift whereby the Holy Spirit manifests his presence by making known to a believer something they could have not known about someone, or something I should add too, by their own intellect. It's you know things about people or situations that you haven't been told, that you haven't been able to gather information in the regular way you gather information. The Spirit of God puts it into your soul. "I didn't know that, man. I was at YC's barbecue, Mongolian barbecue, having an evening with my wife. I didn't know him. I've never been to Africa." But God knew him. God knew that family. Now, by the way, with that family problem, I think what God wanted me to do is he showed me what was going on in their family, and all I needed to do was pray. I didn't need to approach them. I just need to pray for the breaking of the curse of death. Many times, a word of knowledge is called a premonition, and this is by people who don't know the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gift is manifesting in them, but they don't know how to use it or what the gift is to be used for. So they just call it a premonition. Let me give you another story of how I've experienced the working of the word and knowledge. I was in this small town in northern Arizona, and I was preaching a parish mission. The people were coming up for prayer. This young girl in her early 20s came up. And she had an engagement ring on. It was obvious that she was engaged, and it was obvious it was a big rock. So this young girl comes up, and she comes up with some family members. And when she comes up for prayer, the Lord lays on my heart that I looked at her and I said, "You're engaged, correct?" And she said, "Yes, I am." And I took a hold of her left hand with the engagement ring, and I looked at that, and I had a word of knowledge for her about her fiancé. And I looked at her and I said, "The Lord is showing me that your fiancé is a deceiver, that he has deceived hundreds upon hundreds, thousands upon thousands, even tens of thousands. This is not something you want to say to someone. And if you're off, oh my gosh, this is not what, you don't want to be doing this type of stuff." And I'm sitting here and I got to tell you, my carnal mind is going, "Wait a second, Lord, do you realize how small this town is? How could her fiance be deceiving hundreds upon hundreds, thousands upon thousands, even tens upon tens of thousands? There's no way. This guy could never have that much reach to that many people." Well, when I tell the young woman this, she goes, "I can't believe this." And she's mad. She's angry. Of course she's going to be mad and angry. And before she walks away, I look at her and I said, "The Lord wants me to tell you to get away from him." She goes stomping down the aisle. Well, the priest is looking at me and I'm looking at the priest. And afterwards, you know, the priest is saying to me, "Brennan, what happened?" And I told him about the situation. And he goes to me, "Well, I hope it's from God. I mean, if I was pastor, I'd say, 'You're out of here, buddy. You're not doing this stuff anymore.'" Years later, I get a call, and it's that young woman. Have you ever heard of the movie Fire in the Sky? It's the story about two men in northern Arizona who are abducted by aliens, and supposedly this is a true story. Well, this girl's fiancé, his father was one of the people that were supposedly abducted by aliens. These people made so much money off of this. They deceived people. And it was found out later, that it was all a farce. But there were people who would come and listen to these guys who were abducted by aliens. They'd listen to them talk. Plus, they made all the royalties from that movie. But it was all a farce. But God had given me a word of knowledge. You know why that girl was calling me? She called me because she said, "Brennan, I began to listen to my fiancé, and I found that he was lying constantly. And eventually I broke up off the engagement because I would confront him on lies. He would deny them. I would have the evidence, and he wouldn't even apologize." That's what the word of knowledge is. It's knowing something that in and of yourself you cannot know. Here's examples of the word of knowledge. "I believe the Lord is telling me that you're about to buy a car. Does this fit your life?" This happened with me. Somebody came up to me. "I believe the Lord's telling me that you're about to buy a car. Does this fit?" And then a word of wisdom then came. And the people said, "Yeah, we just looked at a car today." And a word of wisdom came. "The Lord wants you to wait and pray for the right timing." As I'm praying over people, a word of knowledge. The name, fill in the blank here. This name keeps coming to me. Is this someone in your life? I sense that we need to pray for your marriage. Does this fit your prayer need right now? See, those are words of knowledge. As with prophecy, our goal is not sensationalism. We're not trying to impress people with, "Wow, he knows that." Our goal is to be open to the Holy Spirit so that the Spirit can touch people's lives. Many times, the gift of knowledge is coupled with prophecy, healing, and repentance. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow, the coupling of prophecy and word of knowledge. It also couples with healing. I've been at churches, and I've seen this happen many times, where somebody will have a word of knowledge. There's somebody here. I remember one time, there's somebody here that there is ringing in your left ear. And it started 3 months ago. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Boom, they were healed. God revealed it. When God reveals something, he's not a busybody. It's because he wants to do something. Word of knowledge can also be accompanied with repentance. People will go to confession and a priest will be able to read their souls. They'll know what sins that are on their souls and they'll help them to make a good confession. This is all word of knowledge. We want this gift of word of knowledge because it helps us to minister to people. When you go to pray with people, God will show you things, the root of why something is going on in their life. And word of knowledge will come so that it can be pulled out of by the root and they can be healed quickly.